Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3363 BN. Today's date is May 27th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State's Empire's Grip on America Has Failed. We knew this day would come. Dead Chicken Strategy. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Today's the day. The Freedom Collection is live. Head to patriotsapparel.shop now to grab your limited edition designs. And I couldn't do this without all of you amazing patriots. Plus, we've got special promotions. Get free gifts when you spend $50, $75, and $125. Don't wait. These items won't last long. Thank you, and God bless America. Let's get into the economic collapse, political, and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters. Their entire empire that they set up, it's the criminal syndicate, and yes, it spans from D.C. to the local level. Their entire empire's grip on America, it has failed. The people are awake. The people see exactly what is going on now, and more people are waking up. And you can see that Soros right now, he is losing his power on the local level because his prosecutors and those people that he put into certain positions, they are now being voted out. And the people now, they're seeing the entire system. And that's what this was all about. The people needed to see the criminal syndicate system. They needed to understand exactly what it was and how bad it really was. Because again, people heard about corruption. People knew about corruption in D.C., but I don't think people realized how bad it really was. And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots have done here is they pulled all of these people out of the shadows, brought them into the light, and forced them to show everyone who they truly are. They are installed puppets. They are doing the bidding, not for we the people, but for their master. And they have created a system, a tyrannical system, that will go after anyone that opposes them. That's what people have learned. And the people now, they understand what a tyrannical government is. They understand what a two-tier justice system is. Now, I do believe with the case with Trump, with the hush money case, people now are starting to see what a political hit job looks like, what it looks like when you go after a political opponent. And I do believe to complete the mission. Now, I don't know if this is going to happen, but if we were going to complete the mission to show people, wow, look how bad this is. Look what they're willing to do. They're willing to put their political opponent in prison. Now, I do believe Trump will use this against them because once they do it to him, he could do it to them, but not as a political hit. He will be doing it with the rule of law. He'll be doing it with proof. None, not like this sham case. Now, what's very interesting about this is that a lot of the fake news out there, they're looking at the case, and a lot of the papers like BBC, New York Times, and the rest, they're looking at the case going, okay, this is a really bad case. We don't really see the evidence. We don't see what they're trying to do here, and it's completely and utterly backfiring on them. Now, think about this. If they take this to the next level, and they actually find Trump guilty, we have the fake news already saying that, hey, there is no case here. And when they see this happen, I think this then signals that this is, yes, 100% a political hit job on a political opponent. And once again, it is now up to the jury. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to shape it to make sure that the jury finds him guilty no matter what. And I do believe with everyone on the side, and I'm not saying it's 100%, but a lot of the fake news outlets and a lot of politicians, a lot of legal experts, they're really looking at this going, okay, this has gone way, way too far because there is really nothing here. And if they find Trump guilty after the fake news and all these people have been saying that there's nothing here, people are going to see it for what it really is. And once they put a political opponent in prison, this can then be used on all of these people. Now, we'll have to see what the jury does. The judge, and I do believe Biden, who is instructing the judge, they want the jury to find him guilty. This is why they're making up all these different instructions so they can find him guilty in the end. And they're hoping that this will work. But again, they're playing this game. And think about what the game is. The game is, we don't care if he appeals and it's, you know, reversed. We just want to use this in our campaign as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Think about what Trump is doing on his side. He is showing the people the two-tier justice system. He's showing the deep state and how they'll go after a political opponent and even throw the political opponent in jail, even though there's no evidence, even though there's no case. And I do believe it might be set up absolutely perfectly, because once they do it to him, there is no question that he now can do it to them. Now, do I believe he's going to come out and say, all right, we're going to arrest and we're going to round these people up? I do believe this is going to be done in a different way. And I do believe this is going to be done from a lot of the prosecutors, attorney generals across the country, where they're going to be going after a lot of these individuals. And once it's done to Trump, Trump will have no problem. The people who accept it, that this can be done to them. Remember, they've done everything to Trump first. He's going to turn this around and he's going to use it against them. Because people have already seen, well, wait a minute. Biden is not being charged with anything in the classified documents, but Trump is? Wait, Biden was the vice president. He was a senator. He broke the law. Trump was the president. He didn't break the law. Wait a minute. Biden is too old. He can't remember. So that's why we're not going after him. See, people, they're starting to see how this system really works. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they needed the people to see this. They needed the people to understand this. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we're going to see a lot of chaos. And we knew that this day was going to come. We knew that the deep state players were going to fight back. We knew that Trump needed to show the people the truth. And that is exactly what we're seeing right now. And the whole case with Trump, it's actually Mike Davis's dead chicken strategy. And we'll be explaining that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Biden right now. Because Biden, more and more evidence is being produced. It's his emails. It's Hunter Biden's emails. It's Archer's emails. And it's implicating them in treasonous crimes. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, new reported emails from a 2015-2016 federal investigation show agents were looking into Hunter Biden's communication with business associate Devin Archer, leveraging Joe Biden's trip to China in 2013. Archer, did you end up meeting Jonathan? Hunter, yes. And they got to meet Dad. All very good. Talk later. Archer, great. Have a good day over there. Hunter, dinner with G was pretty amazing. They, Xi and JRB, were supposed to spend 2 hours together. It stretched to 7 hours. I think they are in love with each other. They almost kissed on departure. This is in stark contrast of what Joe Biden said on the campaign trail in 2020. Joe Biden in August 2019, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything have to do with their business, period. So basically, he lied. And I think people are starting to understand that Joe Biden is a liar. Peter Schweizer responded to this and said, this is remarkable email. I was the first to report on this China trip back in 2018. Amazing to see what the committee has unearthed. And it is absolutely unbelievable. You know what the other thing that's unbelievable? Is that we have a Supreme Court justice crying every time there's a conservative ruling. Kyle Becker put this out and said, Justice Sotomayor admits that conservative rulings made her cry, but more bombshell rulings are coming. There are days that I've come to my office after an announcement of a case and closed my door and cried. There have been those days, and there are likely to be more. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, known to her woke supporters as the Wise Latina, gave an address on Friday to Harvard's Radcliffe Institute. In her acceptance of an award, she shared her feelings about the hardships she has endured being in the left-wing minority on the Supreme Court. There are moments when I deeply, deeply sad. There are moments when, yes, even I feel desperation. We all do. But you have to own it. You have to accept it. You have to shed the tears, and then you have to wipe them and get up. Sotomayor, who's 69, is facing calls to retire so that a younger radical judge can be put on the Supreme Court in case Trump is elected again. So, again, she's supposed to be in the Supreme Court. She's supposed to be unbiased. She's supposed to follow the rule of law. And she's crying when there's a conservative ruling? No, it should be done by the rule of law, not by emotions. Should this person really be on the Supreme Court then? I don't believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that all these illegals coming in, we know that the men are military-aged men, and we know that the deep state players are going to be using them for chaos. And what is very interesting, and this is coming from U.S. Navy Admiral Darrell Cowdell, he says foreign nationals are attempting to breach the U.S. Navy bases two or three times per week. And that's just the Navy alone. So that is very interesting. But General Flynn responded to this and says, they are checking for security procedures and any lapses. Simple reconnaissance. The U.S. military needs to ensure their weapons are loaded and weapons discipline is at an all-time high. So are these illegals who are military-age men, a lot of them are from China, a lot of them are Muslim, are they checking the bases? Are they checking to see if they can overrun the bases? Because remember, there's a lot of the deep state foot soldiers out there. And if they storm the bases, will the Navy base, will the other bases be able to push them back? Because I do believe there's a lot of personnel on the bases that don't have weapons. They would have to go get the weapons because I do believe in the past, the weapons were pretty much taken away for almost everyone. So once again, we can see what they're trying to do here because remember, this is infiltration from within. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know their plan. They know what they're trying to do here because I do believe military intelligence has been monitoring the situation. I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots needed to take control of the country. They needed the military to take control. And remember, military intelligence is over and above the NSA, over and above the CIA, over and above the FBI. And you need to remember, since there was an overthrow of the United States government and the overthrow of the duly elected president, do you really think the military is going to give Biden anything? Absolutely not. And remember, the TV generals, they are not the military. But what's very interesting, since we're talking about the military, we can see the war drums are getting louder and louder. And here in the United States, they're going to make the selective service automated. So any male that reaches 18, they're automatically put into the selective service and you're no longer going to do it manually. I think the timing is very, very interesting. And I do believe that you're going to see many other countries start to do this. We're already seeing this out in the UK. Sunak's plan to make 18-year-olds do national service is now grabbing attention on the UK election trail. So basically, he wants to make it mandatory right now that all 18-year-olds in Britain will have to perform a year of mandatory military or civilian national service if the governing Conservative Party wins the July 4th national election. Now, why would they bring this up? Why would they want people in the military at this point in time? Because they know that war is coming. They always prep for what is coming. And you have to remember, the UK introduced military conscription for men and some women during World War II and imposed 18 months of mandatory military service for men between 1947 and 1960. Since then, Britain has had an all-volunteer military whose size has steadily shrunk. So now they want to make it mandatory. What's the reason? Well, if you know we're going to war, you need to actually beef up the military. And I do believe that's why they're automating it here in the United States. That is why they're doing it out in the UK. And you're going to see a lot of other countries. They're going to start to do this and it's going to ramp up. And you're going to see a lot of people complaining about this, saying, why are we doing this at this point? This makes no sense. And I do believe Trump most likely is here in the United States is going to get the young voters. Yes, he's gotten a lot of young voters. But when they hear war and they hear, wait a minute, I could be drafted. Well, I don't want to fight in a war. How many of these individuals do you think want to fight in a war? All these students who are protesting on campus. So they're going to be looking at Biden. They already don't like him right now because he's trying to side with Israel and he's trying to get the Jewish vote. He's trying to play both sides, but it's failing. What do you think is going to happen when we approach war and Biden says, oh, they crossed red lines. Oh, we're going to war. And you hear the war drums getting louder and louder and louder. Do you think these people that are already against Biden, do you think they're going to be looking at him going, okay, yeah, we'll go to war for you? No, they're going to reject it. And they're going to say, what's our alternative here? Well, there's only one guy talking about peace. There's only one guy saying, I can have peace if you elect me. So these individuals are going to have a very difficult decision to make. And they're going to have to decide, do you want to go to the front line? Do you want to have war here in the United States? Or do you want to have peace? Let's see how this plays out, because this is going to be very, very interesting. Just like it's very, very interesting that we had another trans person murder innocents. And this trans person who dresses up like a woman decided to stab four young girls, which we mentioned yesterday. But the other thing that's very interesting is that this trans activist, this individual, he is implicated in another crime, and it looks like he's an Obama supporter. Now, of course, the fake news is not going to blast this out there because they want the story to go away. But Lara Logan responded to this and said, is there some kind of program to turn mentally vulnerable trans people into instruments of harm? And I think we're starting to see that, yes, there is. And most of these individuals, they are part of Antifa. They are part of the groups that are for Palestine because it's the same group, just different costume. They just changed their costumes, but it's the same exact people. And what's very interesting, since today's Memorial Day and we're honoring those people that fought in this country to give us all our freedom, and what we're seeing during a Memorial Day parade, we have pro-Palestine Princeton students chanting Free Palestine, crashing a Memorial Day parade honoring the fallen U.S. service members. This is absolutely disgusting, but you could see that it's the same people that have been destroying our statues, trying to say that this country was built on slavery, that they don't like the Constitution. These are the Marxists, the communists, and they don't care who fought for this country. And now people can see it very, very clearly. I do believe as time goes on, these type of protests are going to really morph. And we're already starting to see that right now. Yes, they're still using the cover story Palestine because that's what they've been told to use. They can keep their faces covered because they use the scars. Remember, we don't have a virus. It looks kind of strange that you wear, even though some of them still wear masks, it looks kind of strange that you're wearing a mask, but this gives them the ability to keep their face covered. And they always need a cover story to do these type of operations, because if you saw their face, everyone would start to know who they really are. And you would see them in all different places and you would know that they're part of Antifa. Now, what's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, they have been funding these individuals. And it looks like Senator Capito and her staffer kind of followed the money and found out that all this climate garbage is actually funding pro-terrorist groups. So $50 million was sent to a climate change organization, but it's not really a climate change organization. Listen to what they have uncovered.
Well, I wanted to bring to everybody's attention something that doesn't get much attention. And you've heard the term, follow the money. So I looked up, where did Follow the Money? I thought it was from a Tom Cruise movie, but it wasn't. It was from Watergate. And Follow the Money is what they did in Watergate, and we saw what happened. So my young staffer, who's very bright, and I see him over there, Adam Pack, followed the money. And the money is from the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. So in the name of green and environmental justice, there's over $40 billion that are going to be granted out through the EPA. So, with this great research that was done, what was discovered that in December, the EPA granted $50 million to an organization called Climate Justice Alliance. So we went to the website of Climate Justice Alliance. This is what we found on the website, that our taxpayer dollars are going to organizations such as this. This, at the bottom, is a picture of the bulldozer that went through the fence when Hamas attacked Israel on October the 7th. They have a rendering on their website. It says decolonize Palestine, and it has a picture of that same bulldozer going through that fence. If you dig deeper, they want to defund the police, defund the military. Either them or their affiliates want to have very radical, drastic initiatives that I think are anti-American. And they're certainly anti-Israel and anti-Semitic. So the Biden administration doesn't seem to care. $50 million in December. Who knows how much more in the future, and other like groups, because there are other associated groups with this group. There's no inspector general for EPA to follow the money because they don't care. Because all they care about is the mission, the climate mission, no matter what the radical ideas that are associated with the groups. So then you could ask yourself, is this group really going to be funding climate, you know, cleaning up the water and cleaning up the soil and cleaning up the air? Or are they going to be funding things like the protests they had in Hart just several weeks ago where several of them were arrested? So follow the money. We're going to be doing that in the Environment and Public Works Committee. That's where the derivation of this was. And I find it rather startling to me that the EPA is not doing, and the administration are not doing, any better research as to where our American taxpayer dollars go.
So right there, that tells you everything you need to know, which means that a lot more money has been laundered to these type of organizations, and they've been actually paying for the terrorists in this country, which means they have already set up an operation, and they have to continually pay these people to actually have chaos in this country. Let's talk about our health. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we're all searching for an effective way to relieve pain without side effects and addictions. Let me be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may even be affected personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned expert featured in national media as he unveils a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Conalidine, the 100% drug-free way to get full body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, the Conalidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It's so powerful, it was even named the official pain reliever of the UFC, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Conalidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it worked. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's just like my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Conalidine doesn't make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news, Conalidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, Conalidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below this video and check out Clint's amazing informative report on how Conalidine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. Now, here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Clonidine product in the world for less than a dollar per day. Clin has provided this private link until midnight tonight. You are days away from finally beating pain forever. Go to trikono.com/X22 now and see for yourself, or click the link in the description. So now the people are starting to see this, and they're starting to say, well, wait a minute, if it's just this organization, they're getting $50 million. What about all the other organizations? What are they getting? So our tyrannical government is laundering money to these fake climate organizations that are actually funding the terrorist groups here in this country. And that is all coming from the criminal syndicate. So I think people now are starting to realize how bad the situation really is. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have this completely under control. Antifa mapping has been done a long time ago. They know the terrorist structure now. They know how the communications is coming down the line. They know how they get their information because they've been tracking and following these individuals. So I do believe in the end, when Trump talks about using the military to deport illegals, well, the military is not just going to be deporting illegals. The military is going to be rounding all these people up. And I do believe Scavino sent us another message letting us know that this is exactly what's going to happen. I think we were told from the very, very beginning that this was going to happen. But since it's Memorial Day, it looks like Trump and his campaign, they are launching the Veterans and Military Families for Trump, a coalition to commemorate Memorial Day. And this is what he says, and this is what he put out. Today, President Trump announces Veterans and Military Families for Trump, a coalition with over 175 endorsements from decorated veterans, Gold Star families, and heroes who love our country. This and every Memorial Day, we will honor and pay tribute to those patriots of service who have died. This somber day of remembrance should also inspire us to reflect and be grateful for those of service who remain and those still serving today while risking everything to defend our great nation. Absolutely. And I do believe these people are going to be called on once again, not to go off to another country, but to follow their oath in this country and to defend this country from the enemy from within. And I do believe that the military is going to have to look at the Constitution, look at their oath, and they're going to have to say, you know something, we need to protect this country from foreign and domestic enemies, and we see the enemy within. And I do believe they will rise to the challenge, and they will protect America. And I do believe this is all part of the counterinsurgency, because remember, going back in time, Obama kicked off the insurgency in this country, which is the infiltration from within, changing the school systems, bringing in the illegals, setting up terrorist organizations. Now we can see where the money is flowing to. This has been going on for quite a while right now. I do believe we're just all seeing it. And now we can see the insurgency itself. And once again, this is why we could see why they're attacking Trump. This is why they're trying to stop him. Because remember, when he wins, the counterinsurgency is complete. Because once he wins, he has the people, he has the military, and now he is the elected leader of the American people. The counterinsurgency is then completed. And this is why they can't allow this. They can't allow him to complete the counterinsurgency. And this is why they've been pushing all these indictments. I do believe they're going to take this to the next level. But right now, they're going to most likely throw him in prison. At least that's what they're trying to do, to try to show people, hey, you don't want to vote for a convicted felon. You don't want to vote for a person that's in prison. But I do believe this is going to backfire on them. Because if you look at the fake news right now, and you look at the BBC and Fox, and you look at CNN and the rest, you can see that the deep state players, they are not winning over the fake news right now. Actually, the BBC put out an article, and it's saying that this is the weakest criminal case. Says no one is watching the circus with manipulated acts. And when you read this, it says, we can add to all that the widely held view that the Manhattan trial is by far the weakest of the four criminal cases Trump faces. It is built on bookkeeping offense, the alleged falsification of reimbursements to Michael Cohen, the man who paid off Stormy Daniels, as legal fees rather than a hush money payment. The case relies on what would ordinarily be a misdemeanor being elevated to the more serious category of felony because of the alleged attempt to improperly influence an election. And they're saying that this all boils down to the weakest criminal case for a bookkeeping offense. And even the BBC now is saying, okay, yeah, there's nothing really here. And actually, we could see the criminal. It's Michael Cohen. He stole from the Trump Organization. He paid off Stormy Daniels. He lied to everyone. And now that you have all the news and you have the legal experts and everyone on board, what happens when Biden forces Merchant, and you can see Merchant right now, what is he doing? He is trying to control what the jury is going to do. He's giving them instructions, and he's actually slanting it in a way where the jury will most likely find him guilty. Now, what's very interesting about this is that Mike Davis actually calls this the dead chicken strategy. This is what is now being used, and it's actually working. Justin Hart put this out and said, MAGA, Biden is weaponizing the DOJ against his political opponents. Also, MAGA, we can't wait to weaponize the DOJ against our political opponents. Mike Davis responded to this and said, fact check true. It's called the dead chicken strategy. And after we're done, I bet Biden Democrats lose the taste for lawfare. So what is the dead chicken strategy? Well, after a quick assessment of the facts and a feeling the issue can be overcome, you message your entire support network that you're going to stay the course. Did Trump do that? Absolutely. Number two, turn the accused into the victim. Has that been done? Absolutely. Cast doubt on the facts and tarnish or politicize the accuser. Absolutely, that's been done. Frame this in the context of a partisan battle. So there are some lessons to be learned from this strategy, which hasn't been deployed solely by conservatives. The dead chicken strategy is employed not only for small skirmishes, but as a tactic to win the larger war. Anyone caught up in such a battle would need a small army of their own, such as an attorney, to apprise them of their rights and communications professionals to help their message cut through the clutter. Simply calling out the strategy for what it is could be more effective than running a fence against each step. Finally, this is apparently a long game. All parties who become embroiled in it must be prepared to counter all four steps. If they're going to be made to live with what they said or accusations they have made, they better know their story better than anyone, warts and all, and be ready to defend it. And it looks like that this is being used right now. And Trump is being seen as what? The victim. And now when they look at Biden, when they look at the DOJ, when they look at the FBI, what do people see? They see the criminal syndicate. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: can anyone believe the Soros-backed DA Alvin Bragg was able to get a delay of 7 days to his corrupt and unconstitutional case against me with no sequester? Legal expense equals legal expense. The only thing Bragg has going for him is the corrupt and highly conflicted judge, which is a lot. And over this weekend, they didn't sequester the jury. So the jury now can hear news, talk to people, do whatever. Unheard of. Unbelievable. But think about all the instructions that the judge has given the jury right now. Now, again, this is what's being said. We haven't seen the instructions from the actual judge. He hasn't made them public yet, but this is what we're getting out of it. But again, this is completely unconstitutional. And what's very interesting is that the futurist responded to what Merchant is doing and says that this whole premise is BS. Richardson versus United States, 119-1707, back in 1999. The jury must be unanimous as to the series of underlying offenses in a CCE prosecution. That is, the jury must unanimously agree not only that the defendant committed some continuing series of violations, but also about which specific violations make up that continuing series. So the judge is not doing that. The judge is actually most likely taking the instructions from Joe Biden, the deep state players, saying, no, 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 we need a guilty verdict no matter what. So we don't care if the decision is unanimous or not. And we don't care if it's on the same crime. So what are they really doing? I do believe they're playing the game like they always do. They know that this isn't going to stick. But I do believe on the other side, Trump is saying, okay, throw me in prison. You just gave the okay that we can now throw all of you in prison and the people will actually have no problem with it. The fake news will have a difficult time going against it. And this will boomerang all on you. But you can see from the Biden side, what they really want to do is they want to run ads. Because as we approach the presidential election, they want to say, hey, look, he's a convicted felon. Hey, look, he's in jail. Hey, look. But again, if you look at the dead chicken strategy, the people are going to look at Trump as the victim. And they're going to see Biden as the individual who threw his political opponent in jail to get rid of him. That is what they're going to see. Trump put this out on Truth. He said the following. The reason the radical, highly conflicted Judge Juan Merchan had to come up with three fake options for the jury to choose from without requiring them to be unanimous, which is completely un-American, unconstitutional, is because the corrupt Soros-backed DA Alvin Bragg couldn't come close to proving that any crime was committed. There was no crime. Legal expense paid to a lawyer was marked by a bookkeeper using a drop-down menu in a computer program as legal expense paid to a lawyer. What else could you call it? There is no case, just a Democrat persecuted controlled by crooked Joe Biden's White House, a Democrat judge and a biased venue. This is nothing but an election interfering witch hunt, and the American people know it. MAGA 2024. And the people do know it. But throughout this whole thing, you know what's happening? Soros's empire's grip on America, well, it looks like he's losing his grip. He's losing his grip on the legal system. Because all you got to do is look around the country and all the people that he put into place, they're losing the elections. In just the past few months, the district attorney overseeing Portland lost his re-election bid, while Los Angeles district attorney faces long re-election odds. These prosecutors receive campaign cash from Soros-backed political action committees. And the voters now are basically rejecting Soros-backed district attorneys in Loudoun County, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, San Francisco, St. Louis. And this is going to continue as time goes on. So Soros is losing his grip right now. The people, they see the truth. They understand what's going on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that they have just put into place Chase Oliver, and he is now the president of the Libertarian Party, even though he is left wing. Now, people are wondering, why didn't Trump file to be the Libertarian nominee? Well, that's because he can't. And he explains, the reason I didn't file the paperwork for the Libertarian nomination, which I would have absolutely gotten if I wanted, as everyone could tell by the enthusiasm of the crowd last night, was the fact that as the Republican nominee, I'm not allowed to have the nomination of another party. Regardless, I believe I will get a majority of the Libertarian vote. Junior's Kennedy is a radical left Democrat who destroyed everything he's touched, especially in New York and New England, and in particular, as it relates to the cost and practicality of energy. He's not a Libertarian. Only a fool would vote for him. But when you look at the polls, and this is coming from being a Libertarian on X, you see that Trump is winning. If the election were held today, who would you vote for? Joe Biden, 1%, Trump, 72%, Kennedy, 14%, Chase Oliver, 13%. So Trump, I do believe he's got them. Just like you see the black community, Hispanic community, the Jewish community, now you have the Libertarians, they're all moving to the side of Trump. So what does Biden have left? What does the deep state players have left? Because Trump's getting the people, he's got the military. Emma Robinson lays it out, Blueprint put it out and added things to this, but it says 2024 election math. Trump has the American people. Biden has the CIA, the FBI, NSA, DHS, NGOs, Hollywood, big tech. Which side wins? Oh, it's the people. Blueprint explains. Military civilians alliance wins. Use of the general public to counter the narratives propaganda pushed by controlled mass media. Analysis start to now indicates the situational awareness decoupling of MSDNC control of information channels 1 through 99 of the general public is expanding at a massive pace. Increasing attacks on Trump and WTP indicate can be defined as the enemy's loss of generalized information control. There is a need to expand their ammunition, muster network to defend and coordinate attacks to counter and drive the silent war and its great awakening. 8 years ago, this alliance had never been attempted before in American history. Today, we can readily see its success exploding throughout America. Divided, we are weak. Together, we are invincible. Make it rain. Absolutely. Then Scavino put out a post on X. It looks like it's the Blue Angels. They're doing a maneuver. The video is 22 seconds long, and the post was made at 1:32 p.m. So let's go to 1332 military time. It says the following. This is May 10, 2018. Fellow patriots, what you are about to learn should not only scare you, but intensify your resolve to take back control, freedom. The information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt pure evil abuse of the power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. The snowball has begun rolling. There is no stopping it now. D5. Stay the course and trust the plan. Protective measures are in place. Remain brave. We knew this day would come. United we stand. Where we go when we go all. We fight. Conspiracy no more. Then we have post 22. October 31st, 2017. Who controls the National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? What former president used the military to save the Republic, and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop ever to be provided. Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. Trump has already let us know that, yes, he can use the military. The military can be called out to deport all of these people. Can they work with the National Guard? Absolutely. What are the exceptions? Invasion and an insurrection. So we already have this already set up, and this is all ready to go. And it looks like we have two messages that we've been told. We have Trump, who is being interviewed by Time Magazine, and he let everyone know that, yes, he could use the military. Yes, we can work with the National Guard. We can use it because we have an invasion that is happening right now in our country. So it's okay to use the military because that is an exception for the Posse Comitatus Act. There's also the exception of an insurrection. So I do believe we are coming full circle. They're sending out two messages letting us know that, yes, the military can be used in these circumstances. Now, does this mean the military is going to be rounding up all the deep state players? I do believe it's going to happen in a different way, so it doesn't look like Trump is a dictator like Biden. I do believe the people are going to demand it. The people are going to demand their attorney generals do it. The local law enforcement do it. And I do believe that these individuals and even the military, I do believe this is all going to come from the people. Yes, we're going to see military trials. We're going to see civilian trials. And I do believe that everything that they're doing to Trump right now is everything that's going to be done to them. And the people will have no problem accepting it whatsoever. And anyone that's complaining that, oh, you can't do this, well, it's already been done. A precedent has already been set. And this, I do believe, was part of the plan. Now, I just want to read a post from Boone Cutler. And this is about Memorial Day. And it says, America has forgotten. Memorial Day has become two separate days. For the average American, it has been commercialized for decades, like every other meaningful date on the calendar. Picnics, pool, openings, barbecue, a day off, work, school. It's spring in all its glory. However, most don't truly realize it has been terribly disrespectful, warped. It is a completely different day for those affected by war. It is intended to be a day set aside to remember those warfighters who have given their lives in service of our country. Many times seeing it celebrated in this commercialized way causes the warfighter community anguish as they remember their brothers and sisters in arms who sacrificed their lives, sometimes literally physically having been right beside them. Those memories never leave them. War has created empty seats at tables across our country day after day, year after year. It's painful. Memories flow. It's meant to be a time of solemn reflection of those who left our lives in the violence of war, those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for all of us, for our comfort and safety, their last breath committed to the oath they took as guardians of our country, spouses, children, parents, siblings, friends reflecting on those they lost, the wounds still painful for the absence of their loved ones. Respectfully honoring our fallen matters, being respectful of our veterans and their personal losses and memories matter. Remembering so many have lost a loved one in service to our country as this day dawns year after year matters. It should be who we are. Now it's who we used to be. We have lost our way in the commercialization as a country in so many ways. This is one of them. Do you think it's accidental? No, it's not. And we should remember and we should honor all those people that allowed us to have this freedom. And I do believe things are about to change. People are going to see all these guardians that protect our country, and they're going to be called up once again to protect this country from domestic and foreign enemies, and they'll be doing it right in this country. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.